Listening Library presents Paola Santiago and the River of Tears by Taylor K. Mejia. Read for you by Frankie Corzo. To all the women, here and gone, whose stories, myths, and superstitions have shaped my world.
Don't Go Near the Water, from Rick Riordan. When I was a kid growing up in Texas, I was terrified of going into deep water. That wasn't just because the movie Jaws had freaked me out, although yes, that giant robotic shark had scared the Twizzlers out of me. Worse, I had grown up listening to campfire stories about La Llorona, the weeping ghost who had drowned her own children in a river and was condemned to wander the riverbanks for eternity, looking for their bodies. If she happened to come across a living child at the river, well, she might claim you as her own and pull you under. Whenever my family camped near the river, I would hear strange wailing sounds at night. I'd huddle deeper inside my sleeping bag. The next morning, I sometimes found heavy tracks in the mud, as if made by dragging, shuffling, zombie feet. I was sure La Llorona had been on the prowl, looking for someone like me to drag into the cold, murky depths. Yeah, I had a fun childhood. Thanks for asking. That's one reason I am so excited to share Taylor K. Mejia's Paola Santiago and the River of Tears with you. She gives us a brand new take on the ancient folktale of La Llorona, and I want you to read it so you can be as terrified.